Hi folks, Pastor Jeff here from the Lewis Center campus, welcoming you to our Friday Drivecast. And Fridays are the day of the week when we venture off the weekly teaching topic and go where the Lord takes us. And so we're going to get started. I've been reading the book of Acts during my devotional time and came across the story of Saul's conversion while he and his traveling companions were heading toward the city of Damascus. And they were carrying orders from the high priest, orders which gave Saul, who was to become Paul the Apostle, access to Jewish synagogues, so that if he found any belonging to the way, which are followers of the crucified and resurrected Jesus, that he had free rein to arrest them and bring them to Jerusalem. And to say that Saul was on a mission would be an understatement, for Acts chapter 9 verse 1 says, Saul was breathing threats and murder against the disciples of the Lord. So, needless to say, persecution of the church was underway. And then an incredible event occurs. Saul and his company, they encounter a light from heaven that engulfed this entourage. And as a result, Saul falls to the ground, and he heard a voice saying to him, Saul, Saul, why are you persecuting me? And then Saul asks, Who are you, Lord? And answer, I am Jesus, whom you are persecuting. And obviously, I'm reading verses taken from what's commonly known as Saul or Paul's conversion experience, which is quite dramatic in its own right. And yet the takeaway for me, it isn't so much in the way Saul or Paul encountered Jesus, but it's what Jesus said to Paul that strikes me every time I read it. Jesus asked the question, why are you persecuting me? Not why are you persecuting Christians in general, but me directly. It's as if Jesus takes Saul's persecution personally. Like, you mess with him or her, you're messing with me. And Paul retells this exchange between Jesus and himself two more times later in the book of Acts, and both times the accusation from Jesus is consistent. Saul, why are you persecuting me? And while reading Acts 9, I got reminded very abruptly that my behavior and attitude that I take toward others, it matters immensely to Jesus. Jesus took Paul's persecution of others personally. And if this is so, then logically Jesus takes it personally when I lash out at or mistreat another human being. And yet somehow in my mind I've got this uncanny ability to compartmentalize it. I mean, in my way of thinking, my treatment of others is totally separate from my relationship with Jesus. I mean, they're two separate categories. I can still love Jesus while being in conflict with others. And yet when I read this account in Acts 9, clearly it's teaching that I cannot be in right relationship with Jesus if I'm in a wrong relationship with others. And it should be noted that this isn't the first instance of Jesus taking one's behavior toward another personally. Remember Jesus' teaching in Matthew 25. He said, if you've done it or you haven't done it to the least of these, my brothers or sisters, you've done it or you have not done it unto me. So I don't know where this particular Drivecast finds you. For me, it's a vivid reminder that Jesus is super protective of his persecuted children. So I should pray for them, for the persecuted church around the world. I mean, that's a big deal. And on a narrower scope, I have to ask myself, how am I treating my fellow brothers and sisters? Are there behaviors I'm exhibiting towards them to where Jesus would say, stop it. When you do that to them, you're doing that to me. Jesus, man, he can poke you in the chest with the gospel while at the same time putting his arm around you lovingly. So we close out today's Drivecast like all others by giving you a chance to pray with me about the Drivecast topic. Maybe you're being persecuted. Maybe you're doing the persecuting, or maybe you know someone close to you who's a persecutor or a recipient of it. So let's pray together about it. If you want to pray with me, you can pray something like this. Jesus, thank you for reminding me today that you're aware, personally, of behaviors I'm doing or that are being done to me. Help me to be in right relationship with others by reminding me to see you in them. The humans are created in your image, even the ones that try my patience the most. Help me to live today like the redeemed human you made me to be, with the help of the Holy Spirit who lives in me. Amen. So once again, thank you for tuning in and for being a part of our Friday Drivecast. May your weekend be safe and restful, and hopefully you can join us in person this coming Sunday at one of our four LifePoint locations for worship. And please tune in Monday for another edition of our LifePoint Drivecast. This is Pastor Jeff saying so long.